Welcome to the podcast of Radius Church. This podcast is presented in the context of our Sunday morning service. We hope you enjoy this presentation.
This morning is Celebration Sunday, and we have a lot to celebrate. One of my favorite things to do as a pastor is child dedications, because they're so cute and you never know what's going to happen. And so this morning, I would like those kids who are being dedicated, if they would come forward as I call their name, and if they would bring their parents and any family members who are joining them. First of all, we have Kinsley Colleen Gould with her father and mother, Jason and Cameo, if they would join me. And then we have Elaine Marie Hammersborg and her parents, David and Chelsea. Come on down. You are the next contestants on Celebration Sunday. You know, the reason that we dedicate children is because we see examples in Scripture of parents dedicating their kids and even dedicating themselves to raising their kids. Moses' mom, Jochebed, she dedicated herself to training Moses after giving him to God. Hannah recognized her son Samuel belonged to God, and she lent him to the Lord. And then even Joseph and Mary, they brought the infant Jesus to the temple and dedicated him. And in Psalm 127, it says, children are an inheritance from God. So parents, do you realize you have an inheritance here? An inheritance is something valuable, something priceless, something that's worth a lot. And there's three things that we can do with an inheritance. One is that we can just do nothing with it, ignore it, and act like it's not there. And I've seen some parents do that with their kids, just kind of neglect them. A second thing we can do with an inheritance is to wastefully squander it, use it for selfish purposes or fleeting purposes that don't really matter. And there's some parents that might do that with their children. But there's a third thing we can do with an inheritance, and that is to steward it and invest it. And that is a charge as parents. I know that's what you want for your kids. You want to invest in your kids because your kids are masterpieces. David, the psalmist in Psalm 139, he said, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. And that word woven refers to an exquisite tapestry of a variegated color, many different colors. God wove Kinsley and Elaine in the mother's wombs. And he has made them unique, special masterpieces. And David goes on to say that all the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How vast the sum of them were. I count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. God has many precious thoughts for these children up here. And on top of that, it says, God has days written for them. You know, as a parent, there's a lot of times we would like to know what those days are. It's probably a good thing we don't, because there might be sometimes we'd say, God, I don't really like that day. I want to change that day. But God has a plan and a purpose for your kids. And as parents, it's not as much dedicating the kids, it's dedicating yourselves to saying, I'm going to set the example. I'm going to model them, because your values are more caught than they will ever be taught. They're going to model what they see you doing, what you're saying, how you treat one another, how you treat other people. Those will be the values that your children embrace. So this morning, there are five commitments you're making. There's a charge we're going to present to you. And if you accept these commitments, please respond with the words, we do. Do you dedicate yourselves as parents to bring your child up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord? Do you promise to provide a secure, God-centered environment for your children? And as a married couple, husband and wife, do you consecrate yourself to each other and to make your marriage a priority? Do you promise to instruct your child in the teachings of Jesus, to develop Christ-like character in her, and to teach her how to pray and study the Word of God? To the best of your ability, do you promise to shape the home life of your child through family devotions, your words, your attitudes, and your example? And if God, in his infinite wisdom, shall choose to use your child's life in a special way, do you swear to not only give your consent, but to actively encourage your child in the service God should choose for her? And as much then as you have committed yourselves to God and to this congregation to the task of raising him or her for God, we're going to pray for you and just believe that God will give you the wisdom, the patience, and the mercy and compassion that you need to raise your child to know him. And as we talk to parents, we need to realize as a congregation, we too have a responsibility. Because there are some people, as children, they come into church and they see grumpy, mean, negative, critical Christ followers, and they say, if that's what it means to be a Christian, I don't want anything to do with it. We are a reflection of Jesus to them, so we have a responsibility to model Christ. And I just encourage you to be a reflection of Jesus to this generation, to all the children in our church, which we welcome our elementary kids. It's good to have you on Family Sunday. Can all the kids wave at me? Yeah, they're busy sleeping or writing or doing something. I'd like you all to stand with me this morning, all right? Extend your hand forward, and we want to pray for these families and these two precious kids. Lord God, we come to you right now, and I thank you for Jason, Cameo, and Kinsley. God, for their family. Lord, their commitment to follow you, I pray that they would just love you with all their hearts. I thank you, Lord, for David and Chelsea and Elaine. Lord, I thank you, God, for blessing them with this little bundle of joy. God, these children are gifts from you. God, you wove them together in their mother's womb. You have a special plan and a purpose, and we pray that from a young age, God, you would give the parents wisdom to show their kids the love of God, to plant nuggets of truth in them, and God, at the appropriate moments, that you would reveal part of the plan, part of their gifts or talents of what you want this child to do for your glory, for your honor, and for your kingdom. God, I pray that these kids will have soft, humble hearts, hearts that are pliable to the gospel, obedient to you. Lord, that they would desire you. They'd seek after you in prayer and the word. I pray as mom and dad, God, you give them a thirst and a passion, and God, that they would model a life that produces 100% harvest in the faith. Jesus, we pray for protection from these kids. God, that you would be a shield around them. You would shelter them from any ungodly influences. God, give them healthy relationships growing up. Help them to make wise choices and help us as a body to encourage them. God, to spur them on to love and good deeds. Lord, we give you glory, praise, and honor now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Yes. Would you give them a hand this morning? Stick around a moment, parents. Hold on a second. My wife, Rebecca, is coming, and she has a packet to give you. In this packet, it contains a certificate of dedication and also a letter that is addressed to the child for them to open on their 13th birthday. It's just a word of encouragement and challenge. Now, the parents know what the letter says. I'm not making them wait, 13 years or whatever to know it, so they know what it says. But kids, we love you. Mom and Dad, we love you, and it's great to have you part of Radius. We pray for God's blessings on your life and your family. Amen. Give them another hand today. And you can be seated. Next, we are going to recognize three people that are joining the church in membership. If they would join me up here on the platform at this time. And I've had some people ask, why do we do church membership? Why does membership matter? Can't I attend the church and enjoy all the blessings and the rewards of being part of the church without being a member? And the answer is you can, but there is one key word that really emphasizes why we do membership, and that word is commitment. And the term membership, it actually is a biblical term. The Apostle Paul talked about it in 1 Corinthians. He says, we are members of one body. And that's where we get the term membership. And members in a body, there's two significant things, and you can see what they're involved as a member: partnership and relationship. Every part of your body is a partnership trying to accomplish what the body wants to do. And as the body of Christ, our mission is to help all people. Okay, they passed the test. That's our mission, to help all people find and follow Jesus, and so we work together. But there's also a relationship of caring, support, and encouragement for our body to be healthy, to comfort one another, to help each other. If there's a problem, we work together to solve it in unity. And that's what members say, is that I want to be part of a partnership in a relationship. And so this morning we have Samuel Stevens, Logan Henderson, and Lily Lutz. They have completed our four Destiny classes, and they have decided that they want to make the commitment to become membership, to become members. And there were four commitments we talked about in our class. And if you are agreeing to abide by these and say, I want to make these commitments as members, please respond with the words, "We do." First, as a member of Radius Church, I'll protect the unity of my church by acting in love toward other members, by refusing to gossip, by following the leaders, and resolving conflict biblically. I will share the responsibility of my church by praying for its growth, by inviting the unchurched to attend, by warmly welcoming those who visit, by building relationships with the body, and by attending the annual and special business meetings. I will serve the ministry of my church by discovering my gifts and talents, by being equipped to serve and serving in ministry, and by developing a servant's heart. And last of all, I'll support the testimony of my church by attending faithfully, by living a godly life, and by giving regularly. And now we're going to have each one of them give a speech. No, I'm kidding. I told them I wouldn't make them do that. You're done, huh? No more membership, no. I would like our pastoral team and our board members to join me up front. We want to pray for these individuals, because here's something I've learned in my own life. Whenever I make a greater commitment to God, whenever I say, God, here I am, I want to give you more of my life, more of my time, I'm dedicating myself, the enemy doesn't like it. And many times when you make a greater commitment, you up the level of what you're wanting to do for the kingdom, it puts a target on your back. And so we want to pray for God's protection and provision over Sam, Logan, and Lily this morning. And I'd like you to stand with me, stretch your hands forward, because we're going to pray for them, all right? Father God, we come to you right now. Lord, I thank you for Sam and his life. God, that he has a desire to follow you with his heart, soul, mind, and strength. I thank you for the growth that you have given him in his life as he's passionately pursuing you. Lord, I thank you for Logan, for bringing her here to Radius within the past year, and her just going after you with all of her heart, making that recommitment, and now taking the step of membership. Lord, I thank you for Lily. God, for the blessing she has, the sweet spirit she has on her life, and her desire to say, Jesus, I'm committing myself not just to you, but to Radius. Lord, I pray for your protection on Logan, Sam, and Lily. Lord, that you will just be with them. God, emotionally, that as they dig into your word and prayer, there would be greater revelation as to who you are, about your character, Lord, about your will for their life. God, that there would just be more God moments, that there would be a sweetness of your presence. Lord, I pray you'd give them healthy relationships. Give them wisdom in the decisions they have to make. God, these are our young people, and they are searching for you. Lord, I pray that you would direct the steps. You say the steps of a righteous person are ordered of God. Lord, I pray that you would provide the wisdom, the guidance, the financial blessing. God, just continue to work in them and through them. I thank you for them right now. And Lord, as they make these commitments of being members of Radius, I pray that you would multiply their time. God, multiply their resources, multiply their energy as they invest into your kingdom. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Would you give them a hand this morning? I'm handing each of them a letter that welcomes them to membership, also a membership card, so you are now card-carrying members of Radius Church, all right? All right, give them a hand as they're seated this morning. You know, God has blessed our church abundantly this year, and we've had some great victories. And so what we're going to do at this time is we have a brief video, and then after that video, we're going to baptize. So baptism candidates, if you want to take your positions in the front row, and we're going to show this video and just give God praise and glory for the victories that he's given us over the past few months.
Church, I'm so excited to share everything that God has done with all of you, what he's done this year, some of last year, all the great things that have been going on. Firstly, I want to thank you guys so much for being a part of our prayer partners, for those of you guys that pray continually for us pastors, for this church, for our groups, for everything that we do here. You guys are our prayer partners, and we rely on you guys so much. Want to let you know our newest fall edition of our prayer partner guide is out and about. It is available online on our resource page on the website. Plus, you can also pick it up over here by our groups and ministries wall that we got. You can pick it up right down here below, prayer partner guide. Pick it up because you need it, okay? So don't miss out. Be a prayer partner. We're going to talk about all the great things that God has done, so get ready. First thing on today's list is about the fire sprinkler pump that we were able to get repaired for only $2,000 instead of being replaced for $25,000. So thankful for that, church, because that is a great savings for us, which means we get to do a whole lot more with the finances and the things that your giving has provided and what God has provided for us as well. Church, we were also able to raise, as a state, $21,000 for a playground project for a preschool that is over in a Muslim country. It's a very sensitive area. We can't name who they are. But we were able to be a part of making that happen because our Pastor Craig, our leader, was the one who took charge to be able to help make that happen. Church, we also, guys, you've already noticed the new tables and chairs out in the lobby and also in the library. They're a great addition to what we have, more options and more seats for more people to be able to sit, and they are great, and they look absolutely wonderful. So thankful that we were able to get those this year. Our men's and women's bathrooms were also able to be remodeled this year. So thankful we were able to get that done in a timely manner as well. They look absolutely great. They are super clean, and it's just great to be able to have some really nice bathrooms. I know the ladies also love it. Church, again, wanted to be able to thank you for your awesome giving, because this year we are $43,000 in the black currently right now this month. It's absolutely amazing to be able to see God's provision and your guys' awesome faith to our church and as well to all of us and to what we're doing here in Casper. We can't do it without you. Church, Pastor Craig was able to raise $2,050 for Speed the Light so that way our missionaries can do what they need to do in other countries and have the vehicles that they need. He was able to do that by doing his swimathon. He ran 1 mile in 1 hour. And under that, it was like 42 minutes. It was absolutely amazing to see our Pastor Craig do that. Church, one of our youth kids had a challenge, as we already had a challenge, to raise $1,000 for Speed of Light for camp, which we also exceeded. And so we got to shave one of our own students' heads, Logan. He has some nice long hair. Here's a picture to be able to show you what it looked like before it happened. And this is a video of his head getting shaved. Go ahead and check it out. Wasn't that absolutely hilarious? He had so much hair, but now it's gone. We love Logan. Thank you so much for stepping up, for doing that, so that way we can raise the money for our missionaries that they absolutely need. Nadia Hoff is our new nursery leader, and she has some great things that she's been doing in the nursery area for all of the babies, for all of the young kids, because they are getting well taken care of. They got some new murals on the wall, new paintings, all these different things and new toys. She is doing an absolutely amazing job. So thankful for her. Give it up for her, church, because it looks absolutely amazing. I know the kids are enjoying it, and I know the new parents love it too. Church, our youth and kids room has also been able to be slightly upgraded with a hockey table, a basketball challenge game, a gaga ball, as well as nine square. We got so many things for kids and youth to be able to play when they show up here, to have a great time, to invite their friends to come and do, to where they can have some fun time, but also hear the gospel, also hear about Jesus Christ, a warm and welcoming place where they can just get away and they can just enjoy life and have a little bit of fun on no dime at all to them, where they can come freely and just have a whole lot of fun. Church, 37 people have received Christ this year. Thanks to you guys for inviting them, for being a wonderful and welcoming church, people where people can come and hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. They can hear what he has done for them, how much he loves them, and what exactly is going on. And we are a part of being able to help make that happen. And we're going to continue to do that because that is our first and foremost goal, is to help all people find and follow Jesus. So thankful for you, church. Give yourselves a round of applause because you guys are a part of doing this. God's power is a part of doing this because of what he did on the cross. So let's celebrate today.
Forgiven. I do this because he rose. I know no water can change me, but this water is a sign that change has occurred in my heart. My life will never be the same. So now I'm proclaiming it to the world. And just as Jesus was buried, I will be buried. Just as Jesus rose, I will rise. Faith, hope, love, none are greater than these. I have faith that Jesus is who he says he is. I have hope in his resurrection and his everlasting power. His endless love has forever changed my life.
First video.
My name is Jenny Ebert. I've been coming to the church 7-8 months. There's not much to say, but coming from Catholic, and everybody just told me I was Catholic against my parents or whatever. I didn't even know what a Catholic even meant, but I went to church thinking, I guess, I was doing the right thing and not really realizing that I didn't really know, you know, the Word of God like I should. We did pray Our Father's, Hail Mary's, and Act of Contrition, not really realizing that the Lord had left the Lord's Prayer. And, you know, we prayed that so many times. And actually, when we sinned, we were like the fear of God saying, oh my goodness, is Saturday coming, because we didn't know we could go to Christ right there and then and ask for forgiveness if we did sin. We had to wait till Saturday to go confess to the Father. Well, the phone rang on a Wednesday, and it was my brother. And he said, sis, we're having revival tonight. He says, I would love for you to come. He says, bring the kids. So my husband was playing basketball. He was in a basketball tournament. My husband, he was in Nebraska. So I packed up the kids and I said, let's go to church. And well, the kids said, well, Mom, it's not Sunday. you know. So anyway, it was on a Wednesday night. So we went to the revival. And I tell you, I have never experienced anything like I did that night. And I gave my life to Christ that night. I want to be baptized because the last 10 years of my life right now, I'm old, but I don't know if I want to use the word struggle, but I just need a total cleansing from head to toe. And when I heard the church was baptizing, and I said, there was a spark in me saying, Holy Spirit, this is what you should do. And I'm ready. I'm just ready to be baptized, renew my whole life, gave him everything I've got, and serve him better. Yes.
Jenny, upon your profession of faith, as Jesus is your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Christina, and I'm 28 years old. My life was rough before receiving Christ, to say the least. One day, I felt God reaching out to me and drawing me back in. I have not been baptized before, but I am ready to begin my journey with Christ. Since receiving Christ, I have felt peace more than ever.
Yeah. Christina, upon your profession of faith, as Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the name of Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
My name is Kaylin, and I'm 13 years old. I used to struggle with peer pressure a lot, and since I've come to Christ, he's helped me say no and been my person to go to, and I'm thankful that I chose to have him in my life. I want to get baptized so I can make a declaration that I'm giving my life to Jesus and that I'm going to fulfill the mission that he has for me.
Caitlin, on your profession of your faith and your love for the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Team. Isn't that beautiful, you guys? Oh my goodness gracious. It just makes my soul so happy. Well, we're going to close this service out. Most fitting song I think that there could be for this. And it talks about a new name written down in glory. Some of us had that name written down years ago, and maybe some of us even today. So if you guys want to just stand as we sing this last song and celebrate with us. It's all right if you move a little bit, guys.
Could not get past my blame till he called my name. I'm so glad he changed me. Darkness held me down, but Jesus pulled me out. I'm no longer bound. I'm so glad he changed me. See now, I'm a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's new life. Jesus opened my eyes, now I see the light. I'm so glad he changed me, now I'm walking free. I've got the victory, see it's all over me. I'm so glad he changed me, see I'm now a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's new life.
Podcast of Radius Church in Casper, Wyoming. For more information, please check us out at radiuschurch.live or call us at 307-265-9121. We hope you've enjoyed this presentation.